With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The man accused of burning a woman to death inside a New York City subway train has been indicted on state charges. A prosecutor announced Sebastian Zepeda's indictment at a court hearing. The indictment will be under seal until he is arraigned. He remains jailed. Federal immigration officials say the 33-year-old Zepeda is from Guatemala and entered the U.S. illegally. A new poll shows how Americans see the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO.
In a survey from the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago, about 8 in 10 adults in the U.S. say the person who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has a great deal or a moderate amount of responsibility for the December 4th shooting in New York City. Despite that, some people have cast 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, the suspect, as a hero. Police say the words delay, deny, and depose were scrawled on ammunition investigators found at the scene. Those words commonly describe insurer tactics to avoid paying claims. Donna Water, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, South Korean opposition lawmakers have voted to impeach acting President Han Duck-soo.
The Assembly approved the impeachment motion in a 192-0 vote on Friday, while governing party lawmakers boycotted the vote. Han, the number two official in South Korea, has been the caretaker leader after President Yoon Suk-yeol was impeached by the Assembly over his short-lived imposition of martial law earlier this month. Han's impeachment further deepens South Korea's political crisis and damages its international image. I'm Charles Villatesma.
On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow dropping 303 points. The NASDAQ composite 338 points in the red. This is SRN News. Are you going to church on New Year's Eve?
It's not as unusual as you might think. In fact, watch night services, as they're often called, date back to the arrival of Moravian church members in the U.S. in the early 1700s. These celebrations, often starting about 7 p.m. and running till midnight, have since been adopted by many denominations, including the Lutherans, Baptists, Methodists, and Anglicans. Due to their length, the service usually includes a meal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Disability activists say many Americans with physical and mental challenges would like to attend church but find it difficult. Those activists are being urging congregations lately to consider how they can be more welcoming to disabled people. David Mandel of the Penn Center for Mental Health says church leaders can consider things such as setting up a quiet, sensory-friendly room that families can go to when needed and still follow the service remotely. This is SRN News. Representative Chip Roy and Senator Ted Cruz, both Texas Republicans, were named the most active posters on the social platform X this year among all lawmakers in Congress, according to a recent report.
The December 17th report on Quorum, a Washington-based public affairs firm, found that Roy, who represents Texas's 21st congressional district, was the most active member of Congress on X in 2024, authorizing 9,799 posts. Cruz was second on the list with 9,056 posts. Quorum said it analyzed every post on X made by members of the 118th Congress this year. It covered activity on the platform between January 1st and November 30th. In third place behind Cruz was Nebraska Republican Congressman Don Bacon, Bernie Bennett reporting.
Richard Parsons, one of corporate America's most prominent black executives who held top posts at Time Warner and Citigroup, has died. Parsons was 76. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.